How's it going?
Quick. I like what you said up there. And been following the program since 1963. Last year, to me, there was no leadership on either side of the ball. And that's what appeared to be happening. Is you want to make your, you know, is that a good opinion?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously our focus is on this year and the group that we have.
And I understand that.
You know, obviously there's, we have to be better. We have to be better in every part of who we are, and that's the steps that we're taking to go be that.
And what you have here, it appears
I'm excited about the young men that I get to coach. I'm excited about the coaches that I get to work with, and you know, for the things that we know is a necessity to go achieve at a high level, which you know we have shown to do, and have done. But I mean, that's something that you know, it was a big point of emphasis, and you know, I'm excited to see it continue to play out.
Like the lawsuits with the ACC, obviously that got resolved in the offseason. I know that's more broadly across the administration, but I'm curious just your thoughts on where that landed, and I guess frankly, like, if at all you felt like that was distracting.
I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited about the opportunity that's ahead, and you know, I think that was a we have a tremendous relationship and tradition with the ACC, and for us to be able to represent this conference and for the conference to continue to support, you know, its members with the opportunity for growth, I think is a wonderful thing. And so I'm really pleased with where it was able to land, and what I think it can mean for Florida State and what it can mean for the ACC.
Mike, I think it was 8 of top 25 quarterbacks in the transfer portal ended up in the ACC. I wonder if you can talk as a coach what the challenges are, benefits and challenges of having a transfer quarterback as opposed to maybe someone who's going up to the program.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think each experience is you know, its own. And I mean, you know, you've seen teams that have won national championships with guys that have transferred. You've seen guys that have grown through and stayed within the program for their entire time, and you know, I think you know, each experience as to where the team is, and for us, it's like what fits that room, what we need. You know, obviously the guys are around it, and I'm excited about where we have put ourselves in position with Tommy coming in, and you're really excited about the young quarterbacks that have come through the high school ranks and what their futures can be.
When you bring in back-to-back portals back-to-back years, I don't know, quarterbacks out of the portal in back-to-back years, does it make it a little bit more challenging to go get a high school guy?
No, I mean, I believe it's it's going to be competition, and it's I think so many people, when you look at the portal, for me, it's not the portal is not a replacement; it's a complement. You bring, and it's the same thing. Bringing high school players in, you were trying to continue to develop, bring in, identify the right fit for your program, for guys to be able to come in and have tremendous success. We just had, two guys, this last year that were drafted into the NFL. That, one of them was a three-year player for us, and got drafted in Azari Thomas and Josh Farmer. Same thing in a four-year plan. And you see those guys, how they were able to ascend throughout the program. Well, you also find guys that can come in if it's a transfer that can complement the guys that you already have on your roster. Technically Jordan Travis, who was everything to our program. Well, he started in a different place his freshman year. Right. He found himself at Florida State, became a Florida State Seminole, and that's who he is. That's what he's about. Will forever be remembered. But the first step in his journey was a little bit different. But it was still my job, our job, to surround him with the right guys to be able to help him, whether it's guys that came in through the high school or guys that transferred. So you try to complement your football team with the guys that you bring in each and every season.
Hey, Mike. Tony coming in, I was doing some comparisons the other day, watching Tony and Travis back and forth. You know, Jordan Travis and Tony, your quarterback this year. Is there any similarities? Because I feel like you need somebody who's more mobile out of the pocket to get the offense down the field.
Well, for us, we're looking for the best playmakers that we can possibly have. And, obviously you need to have a playmaker at the quarterback position, whether it's with his arm, legs, whatever that that dynamic needs to be on any given play, that it makes you more explosive. And we've seen that at a high level, been able to throughout my coaching career, see it with a lot of different types of quarterbacks. But, regardless of the skill set, it's a playmaking ability that, where you step on the field and 10 guys around you are better. That's what you desire and that's what you look for. And, I'm excited because I believe that's what we have.
When you have two new coordinators as a head coach, I mean, it would be easy to say how long does it take to find the continuity, but have you seen the continuity on both sides of the ball, at least in practice?
I have. I mean, we've been able to go through spring ball and to kind of get a glimpse of what that looks like. The great thing is, having guys with the experience that they have, and then also say with Coach Malzahn, being a head coach for as long as he has, he understands that perspective. He understands the needs on both sides of what's necessary. But seeing those guys, how they work together and, two very unique approaches in what we do schematically and how we do it. But also being able to work together to make sure that we're building and establishing the foundation on both sides of the ball to make sure that, come August 30th, that we're the best that we can possibly be and go out there and be aggressive and attack.
Mike, you were a little animated in the other room this morning. Maybe about the most fiery I've seen you. What got you so fired up this morning?
I'm excited for opportunity. And, that's what we have in front of us. And, it's easy to come here for a day. And, there's going to be a lot of words that are said. For me, it's about the actions that have gone in for the last 7 months, coming back in January, going back into December to the guys of identifying the guys that are going to be a part of this team and, coaches, players, everybody involved, seeing the guys that are returning on this team, watching their growth and the work and investment that they've had. It's exciting to me. And, I'm not afraid to show my excitement and my passion, but I know that, once again, the words will be said, but it's the actions that truly hold the most importance. And I'm pleased with all the things I've seen throughout this team, leading up into the fall campus next week.
Mike, when you scout last year after the season, what were your main takeaways that you could kind of take into 2025?
I mean, obviously it was a disappointment, and a lot of phases of what we did. And so now you try to identify, where were the areas of disconnect? Why did some of those things occur? Obviously, you made some tough choices, right? But, I believe made the choices that were right for us and the things that were necessary for this football team to go and be all that I know that we can. And, at the end of the day, it's always about reflection. But, the things that happened last year are not going to have an effect on what this team is going to be. It's just like the 23 season is not going to have an effect on what this team is going to be. We've got to go do it. And, you learn lessons, through for all things that you get to experience in life. And then it's just about the continued growth and, embracing that challenge.
Coach, I'm wondering if that kind of follows up on what you were just talking about with him. We've seen in the modern era of college football where you can bring a lot of new stuff. A lot of people, we've seen teams make drastic turnarounds. Kenny at ASU took them, the CFP for 3-9. With so many changes on this team this year, should every season be looked at individually? Because a lot of people like the box of what Florida State can be in 25 based on what 24 was, but it's an entirely, mostly different team and staff. Should every season be its own individual thing and not based on maybe what happened last year?
Well, I think in college football in general, I mean, you've seen more swings in just with all the different elements that can spark changes to teams, to rosters, to all the things that are there. So I mean, it still is about the year. And I don't care, back 20 years ago, each team had to make the choice for what they were going to be. Now there might have been a little bit of limitations on and how players could leave and what that looked like, but I do think that it is a year to year focus on each team and the things that of what they can accomplish. And you saw some great examples of teams that were able to make monumental jumps because that team was willing to do the things that were necessary to accomplish that. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's still about this one group and this one season, and go to be all that they're capable of.
Mike, when you look at the foundational pillars of your culture, what you've done over the years, what are some of those things that have to remain at Florida State that you feel like this team needs moving forward, not just in 25?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that we talk about, our values. It's service, it's sacrifice, it's respect. I want a team that serves each other, that serves this university, the program, all that we represent. represent, you know, one that's willing to sacrifice for what we ultimately want to be. Like I said, everybody can stand in front and talk about the desire to be champions, and this is the year. This is, but if you're not willing to sacrifice to do that, it doesn't matter. And I want this to be a program that's respected. I want this to be a program that's respected in how we operate on the field, who we are off the field, and all those things. You know, I shared in the press conference earlier, you know, we challenge this team. And, you know, we challenge them academically, we challenge them socially, we challenge them, you know, to what they do on the field and every bit of it. And, you know, they're answering the call. I mean, we come off the best semester ever, you know, academically, with the highest team GPA in program history. Well, that's a choice that has to be made. And I'd love to tell you, all our guys love academics. It's not real. Like, I mean, some guys don't even like it, but they're willing to push to be their best in something that they don't necessarily like in the moment. I mean, that's still a part of building the character, the values of who they are, what they're about. You're going to find moments in games where you might not like the things that you're asked to do or what's necessary to win in that rep, to win in that game, because there's going to be good plays and bad plays. But your choices that you're willing to make and coming to those three values, that's what can establish something that is special. And that's what we're going to always stay true to. And, you know, it doesn't matter the schemes that we're going to run, offensively, defense, special teams, it's going to come from that foundation. And once again, it's not just about talking about it. You got to go do it.
Mike, you know, you talk about oftentimes that you have to go through what you can get through. You've said that a lot. That's kind of been a mantra of yours. When you look at last season and some of the things you had to go through, you mentioned in some ways some of the disconnect. What has that mantra of having to go through prepared you for this season?
Well, I mean, you know, there's sometimes you'll see plenty of people that will change who they are because of the result that they might face. And, you know, I absolutely believe in who I am. I believe in the things that we ask from our players, from our team. You know, sometimes you have to reevaluate, you know, where there might be a disconnect, where there, you know, great expectation, great desire, but making sure that the execution is where it needs to be. Making sure that the evaluation and who you're doing, like all of that matters. But are you willing to be true to yourself? Are you willing to be true to the program, to the place? And, you know, that's something that in that statement, you got to go through it. Sometimes you have to go through it. Nobody ever wants to face disappointment. Nobody ever wants to get knocked down. You know, but you know, I'm built for this journey. Right, and this program is built for this journey. We will respond. We will take that step. Right, I've got all the confidence in the world in it, because it's not just the statement. It's the action, and that's what I'm looking for, and that's what I hold myself to, and that's what I hold our program to. Is that, you know, if ultimately that's what you want to be, right? We know what it looks like. We got to go do it, and you know, I think that is something that this team is embracing, and that's that edge that I've talked a lot about since December, is that, man, that has to show up on a daily basis. And we have been able to attract, retain, and you know, develop that edge, and it's going to be a continued part of the process. I mean, you look at a team, you know, a year ago that won the national championship, they lost two games. They lost a 12 game of the season against their rival, which in any year in the history of college football, they would have been zero chance to win a national championship. But they responded. They responded, and they did the things that were necessary to go win in that moment, right? And so, you know, I respect what that team did, right? Well, I know the opportunity we have as a program, and it's our time to respond. It's our time to go take the step. That's what we get to go do.
So when you're building this, Coach Tim Harris means to obviously that room and recruiting as well.
No, that's a great question. You know, Tim is, you know, I think one of the dynamic, you know, coaches, you know, in college football because of his entire journey. You've been a great position coach, has been an offensive coordinator, has had great success. You look at his path, you know, as a former high school coach, it was tremendous success, you know, there, you know, in his you know, coaching career, and just everything that he's ever been around. You've seen growth, development, and, you know, just a wonderful person. And, you know, obviously, he's a great recruiter because of the relationships that he built. I think he's doing a remarkable job. You know, they're a part of our staff, and excited to see the way that our receivers are going to continue to grow under his leadership.
Mike, you know, like the conversation about kind of the NIL clearinghouse, this new system of governance, and all that. I guess, first part, have you guys had any deals with that yet? And B, if you're wrong, and B, I guess, when you look at governance for all this college football, I guess, what do you want to see?
Yeah, no, I'm not really going to get into any individual things that I've seen just within our team. But, you know, you know, you want, as changes are made, as things are instituted, you want to see that just consistency, and you want to see your clarity in what it is. You want to see consistency in how it's applied, and then you know, obviously once that's established, then everybody gets to move forward. And you know, if it's said it's going to be one way and everybody operates something differently, then you know, there's no continuity into what expectation is, and you know, rules, and you know, the application, all of it. So you know, just for me, it's a consistency of you know, how things are being you'll governed, and then you know, obviously the continued growth. And you know, I'm excited for the players to be able to benefit from you know, this, from the rev sharing, and to be able to change their lives and have an open door of opportunity, you know, for the foundation of their financial future. And you know, we talk a lot to our players about that. And you know, I think back, you know, I was a guy that started as a walk-on in college, and you know, I've you know, had to kind of grow through that. And you know, I know when I got done with college and school, and I mean, just even within our own family, you know, when you have to pay back, you know, six figures in student loans, I mean, it's something that's hard. And it's challenging. And you know what? I've known many players throughout their journeys that have had to, you know, take out loans and do different things. I mean, that's not the reality for these players now. And so they get a chance to take advantage of tremendous you know, investment into them. And it also comes with a great responsibility. But we want to make sure that we help them now, and then also for their futures of all that they can be and accomplish.
Tony, I'm recruiting philosophy. So when you're recruiting a high school quarterback, imagine you tell them, hey, come in, you can help our program, you know, work hard. But when you're recruiting out of the portal with a quarterback, most of those quarterbacks have played somewhere, and they're coming, they're in the portal because they want to go somewhere to start. Do you have to approach recruiting differently? I mean, do you have to almost promise guys a starting job? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about opportunity, and, you know, to be honest, I don't want a quarterback that needs to be promised a start. Because if that's what's necessary for them to come there, like at the end of the day, who are they? Because there's going to be, you know, there's going to be good days, bad days. I want somebody that comes in with and I'm talking this is transfer, this is high school. Like, you know, if you're a quarterback that is so concerned about everybody else, it's still about you. Then the belief, the confidence in what you're going to be able to do, what you're going to be able to achieve. And, you know, it's not for everybody. I mean, you know, you see the – and I love it. I mean, that's one of the things you look at in the National Football League. Some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL this past season were guys that had been written off, that nobody believed in what they could be. We had one of the best quarterbacks in our program's history. You know, it was a guy that, you know, a couple years ago was written off even being able to play the position. You see and you believe in what somebody can be. You're able to help instill that. You're helping to develop that. You're there to help paint the picture for what their opportunity is. And then they get to go seize it. And so that's where, no, it doesn't change a ton. But you express the opportunity that's there, and it's their belief in themselves and to the situation that you have, that they're going to be able to maximize, you know, every bit of it.
When you look at this year's team, do you have you seen enough to say, okay, there is the edge I was looking for, you know, that this is going to result in a better season, or there is the talent I was looking for, and it's intangible?
Yeah, for the things that I've seen for the last 7 months, I mean, it's been a it's been a required, demanded edge in the daily approach, and I'm pleased with what I've seen. But that was also something that I was looking to identify and just, you know, everybody that was going to be a part of it. And so that started back in December. You know, I had to have some tough conversations, made some tough decisions, you know, when it came to guys that would be a part of this team. And so, you know, guys have stayed true to who they are. I mean, that showed up. You know, I think guys have brought the right edge, you know. And, you know, we've done that up till this point, and with fall camp starting next week, and you know, we've got to go put that on display for 25 practices as we lead up to August 30th.
Tony White, another Rocky Long disciple. I heard Bronco Mendenhall last week talking about, because he was one too, he said these concepts on defense are sort of timeless. What is he going to bring to you guys this year, defensively different than maybe what you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think the versatility that this defense has, but also, you know, really what Tony's put, you know, kind of his his own stamp on it. I mean, I've got so much respect for Coach Long. You competed against him years past. But, you see Tony, and I mean, just such an innovative mind. And I think when you look at his transition from what he did at Syracuse, right, to going to Nebraska, and just the versatility and utilizing personnel and the schemes, the X's and O's, the concepts. But to me, as much as anything, it's the mentality. It's the way that guys play. It's the added edge of, technique, fundamentals, of overall execution. And, I do think Tony is remarkable in how he's able to attack throughout the course of the game and the different schemes that he implements, but it still comes down to that style of play, and that's what I absolutely love about him.
Hey, Coach Norvell, tell me, when you're in your evaluation of quarterbacks too, come in for the season, what stood out about Tommy? What made you jump on him as the guy to come in and take the reins of the offense?
So I've had to compete against Tommy a couple of times, and so I've seen it up close and personal, and he's a dynamic playmaker. And, when you see him step on a field, you see 10 guys around him playing better. And, I think he's grown. And, for even this last year where, for all that it was, I mean, you saw some positive steps in his game, being asked to do a lot of different things. And I think he was, he brought the right mentality, the passion, the desire, the work, and then, the playmaking ability that I think could really be special. So that's kind of been our focus, and you see a lot of confidence from him in what he's being asked to do, and then it's the continued challenge for him to push and go be all he can be.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, so kind of building off of that with quarterbacks, in recent years and seasons of college football, you've seen a lot of these transfer quarterbacks kind of come in and really explode. I mean, Jordan is a good example of that, Cam Ward at Miami last year. What about the game and, how it's set up just developmentally and the transfer rules right now is sort of allowing these quarterbacks to kind of get fresh starts and have a great year somewhere else when maybe that wasn't expected from them?
Yeah. I think there are some rules of just the access, summer access, with now being able to meet, being able to go out, and even though you don't get to go against the defense, you're able to get out there and get time on field to where you're at least speaking the language, and coaches can be around, they can be involved. You're trying to maximize the meeting times that you're around the players, and then there's the open door for it. And for so many years in the past, that was not a regular path to be able to transfer and play immediately, and that's where you see that as that has emerged. You get more and more examples, some good, some not, and so it's really it's so much about finding the right fit, and so much about the right situation, and then guys being comfortable to go out there and play to the best of their ability.
7-on-7 kind of proliferation of that, and maybe quarterbacks being able to pick up schemes, is that impacting
it
at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, football is, it's a year-round experience, and from guys in high school, you see different travel teams, and you see different relationships, and let's be honest, in a lot of states, the number of times you see high school players that are transferring, it all works itself up, and those guys are you're forced to do it, or not forced to. Many of them choose to do that in the high school, in the high school ranks, and then when they get to college, if there's the opportunity, then that transition is what it is. So I think it all plays.
So many of the top players in this conference come from South Florida. How essential is recruiting that area?
That's critical, and it's something that our focus in the relationships, our focus in being able to share why Florida State is the right fit, and let's be real, there's so many different dynamics to college football now with when it comes to recruiting. So it's about finding the right situations, the right opportunities for them, but it's critical for us.
Like, what you talk about?
Your reaction when you heard the Jimbo Fisher
at the ACC conference? No, I mean, I think it's great for him to be back around the game. I know he's living in Tallahassee, so I got a chance to see him around town just a little bit, and respect for all that he did throughout his career, and now being able to share his perspective, I think is good for the ACC, and somebody that's got great insight, a wonderful football mind, and has done it. He's He's one of the few coaches that has lifted a national championship trophy, and through the work that he did and what he was able to accomplish here at Florida State. So I think it's probably a win-win for everybody.
Mike, you talk a lot about finding that right fit at Florida State, especially in the quarterback room. And maybe outside of Jordan Travis, you've in some ways struggled to find that right quarterback fit. What makes you believe that Tommy is that right fit for this season?
I'm excited about the guys that are in that room. And, I think Brock Glenn has done a wonderful job, in his growth and development. Excited about what that's going to be. I mean, I can tell you after, six, 7 months with Kevin Sperry, I mean, we got a guy that has great talent and ability and just the makeup of who he is. At the end of the day, you try to identify the needs of a program, the needs of a room, and then you supplement that with who you bring in, high school, transfers, whatever that might be. And, I believe in every one of those guys and what they can accomplish, and now it's time to go get the job done. And, I'll say when I came to Florida State, I couldn't find two people that said Jordan Travis was going to be the quarterback of the future. You couldn't. Everybody's quick to tell me what else he could do. Even at times, he told me what else he could do, right? But when you see and believe, then it's a part of the growth and the process. And so it's not so much about just the outside perspective. It's about what you're doing on a daily basis within. And then our guys ready to capitalize on each moment that they get to go prove it. Say it again, I'm sorry.
What was something you prioritized differently for the transfer portal this year versus last year?
I mean, I think when we looked at guys coming in, I wanted to have an emphasis on production. I wanted to have an emphasis on guys that have done it. And that doesn't mean that everything went great for them, but I wanted to see their response through, to be able to watch a game, to be able to see a season of the good and the bad and the response from that. Because that tells me a little bit about who that person is. And, there's, like I said in a press conference earlier, there is no finished product on our football team. Daryl Jackson easily could have declared and he would have been off the board in the first 2 days. I'm ultimately confident in that. He chose to come back because he knows the capability of what he has to be a top NFL draft pick. And it's the consistency of that showing up. It's taking the good, the bad, and be able to let this season be the best year he's ever had. When it comes to guys that have transferred in, there's a few that we took that I'm believing for what will be, but as a big majority of it, I wanted the guys that have come in that have been a part of it, they've been in the fire, and they've had to make the choices that have help them grow and develop to what I know they can be for our program.
Jordan Travis has been mentioned a few times. I know an unfortunate situation with him. We had to retire early because of injuries. Have you spoken to him much this offseason? And any chance he ends up back at Florida State in some capacity?
Yeah, I've talked to Jordan. He's been up. I love him. I mean, it's family to me. Supporting him in every way of these next steps in his journey. And I know he's still finishing some things rehab wise. And even though he's retired from the game of football, you still make sure the deal he's in all place of what he needs to be moving forward. But Florida State will always be home for Jordan Travis, and we'll continue to see how that journey unfolds, but excited for what's ahead for him.
You got to be in some meetings with Bill Belichick. I wonder any thoughts on making that transition, particularly at his age, from pro football to college football, and what do you expect out of him?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of respect for Coach Belichick. He's one of the best that have ever done it. I think that, it is a, I know it's a new transition in a new place. He's not coached in the college ranks, for just some of the things that he's getting to do now. And so I think he adds a great perspective into that room, when we meet as head coaches. But, I know it's it's definitely new for him, and but I'm sure he'll do an outstanding job.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.